This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Law enforcement officers say they still don't know what motivated the man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder Monday. More than 150 officers from 27 law enforcement agencies have been involved in the investigation so far. They've learned the suspect legally bought the gun from a store in Arvada days before the shooting. One Boulder officer exchanged shots with the man and is currently on administrative leave, which is standard practice. Boulder's police chief and district attorney released the latest on their case this morning. COVID-19 cases have been rising in Pitkin County, now with the highest rate in the state. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Like many counties with popular resorts, Pitkin's coronavirus cases tend to increase, along with its number of visitors. Jordana Sabella is the county's interim public health director. She's encouraging everyone to stick with COVID-19 precautions.
As much as we are wanting this pandemic to be over, we are not quite there yet.
Sabella says so far, Pitkin County hasn't let any of its allotted doses go to waste. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Dominion Voting Systems has filed a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News. The Denver-based firm says the network tried to boost ratings with false claims that Dominion rigged the 2020 election. Friday's defamation lawsuit is one of several suits the company has filed over false claims that helped spur on rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol in January. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.